Maisa, taking off Trumas and Maisa's off Paris. So Mura says, hey, Kedom, what's the case talking about? What's your question? Could go in the cases like this, on top of the Gemara of Ayin, the what the Yamdinu V'Yasrinu. That the case was, you have, let's say, stalks that grew, and you cut them off already, and after you cut down the stalks of wheat, you took off Trumas and Maisa's from it. V'Yasrinu, and then you replanted again these stalks of wheat, V'Yasifalu, and it grows more now. It grows more, bigger. So the question is, what's the lacha? Do you have to take off Trumas and Maisris from what grows new? And maybe even from the original stalk, since you replanted it, it's like bottle to the karkam, you do not go bottle to the ikka. What's the lacha? So Mursa is like this. Im tim tzalem, if you want to tell me that lo yazlin and bottle to ikka, you do not go bottle to the ikka, the main part of this stalk. Because the main part of this stalk, you already took off Trumas and Maisris from before. But for Tosefis boy Isurei, but for sure you're telling me what grows new now after you replanted it, the new growth of it for sure is Mechuyev Trumas and Maisris. If you want to tell me like that, still like there's a question, Ikka Mai, what's going to be the locha now by the Ikka, the main part of this stalk? Do you have to remeister it again or not? One swar is yes, that since you replanted it, it's bought to the carcanal, so it grows out now, the whole thing is like new, and you have to you have to take off Trumas and Maisris again, according to the way the size it is right now. Or else maybe no, you only have to take off Trumas and Maisris from what grows new now. But the original stalk that was here from before, since that stalk you already took off Trumas and Maisris, you would not have to do it over again. Says the Shaila. Tumura says back, Omalei Abaye says back, Maishna Mikol Chiti Visar with the Alma. Why should it be different than any wheat and any barley? So what, that the way you plant barley is you take the seeds, even though originally you took off Trumas and Maisris from the wheat, and now you take the seeds, the kernels, and you replant them. And still what grows out, you mechuyev to take off Trumas and Maisris a second time, according to what grows new, the whole thing. So pshit, you have to take off Maisris from before also, from the whole stalk. Samura says no. Alensi Omalei. Dovish is Arva Kolom. When you just replant the seeds, the kernel of the wheat, when you put the kernels of the wheat in the ground, it like, its color, it's not there anymore. It disintegrates in the ground. And what grows up, sheet is something new, so sheet you have to take off Trumas and Maisris. That's Lemmi Boily, that's no question to me. Ella rather, Kika Mi Boily, where do I have my question? Dava Shane Zarakola. And the thing like over here where you're planting this stalk that was grown already from before, and now you're replanting it so it's growing furthermore, but the original stalk is still here. It's not color, it doesn't disintegrate, it's still around. My, what's the lacha? Do you have to take off Trumas and Maisris a second time from the stalks or not? That's my shaila. Samara says still, Tifshit Lei Meho. Let's bring a proof from this halacha. Meho the Yomer Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan said that litra botzel, we have, let's say, a litra and the measurement of onions, a pound of onions, shetiknu, that you misakim and you took off Trumas and Maisris from them, the way you're supposed to. And then, vizaru, and then you replanted these onions, misar salafikulai. It says clearly you have to take off Maisris according to everything that grows up, even though the ikur is not kola. The way an onion grows is you put an onion in, and it just buds and becomes, divides into four, and becomes bigger and bigger. But the original bud is still here. And still it says you have to take off Trumas and Maisris according to the shear what's here now. So you see, you do have to take off a second time Trumas and Maisris. So you should be the same halacha before when you replanted these stalks. You should also have to take off a second time Trumas and Maisris. So Moses says, no, I'll tell you, Hossam over there, Hainu Zriyasai, that's the way you plant onions. The way you plant it is you put an onion back in the ground and it grows up again. So pshita, that's called like a new thing now, and therefore you take off Trumas and Maisris according to what's here right now. But Hochab over here, Lav Hainus Rios, that's not the way you plant stalks, wheat. The way you plant wheat is you start and put the seeds in the ground, not to replant the whole stalk. So since you're replanting the whole stalk, maybe here the stalk does not lose its chashivis, it's still called the stalk, and therefore you would not have to take off Trumas and Maisris a second time off the stalks. That's what here Abishaila. Oh, Malay Rav Chanina, Bar Min Yumei Leyabaya, Otsutz Shena Nokof Maho. What's going to be the lock if you have something growing in a flower pot that does not have a neck, it has no hole on the bottom. So Chur means to say, what grows out of it, are you mechuyev in Trumas and Maisis or not? So Gemara says, what's your question? If it doesn't have a neck, if it doesn't have one. So Rashi says, the pshat is that whatever grew in this flower pot, since it has no nekev, it's only mechuyev in Trumas and Maisis midirabonin. Midirais, it's not called growing off the ground. So therefore, pshita midirabonin yechayiv. It's called like minaptur alaptur. So you have to look up Trumas and Maisis minayabay. So what's your shayla? So Gemara says, the shayla must be like this. Dilma choza v'nokvu kramrit means first what started to grow in this flower pot, you started to grow wheat, it had no hole on the bottom. Later in the middle of what's growing, there was a hole on the bottom of it. So the chur, what grows now is mechuyev midiraisa, and what grew before was only mechuyev midirabanan. So what's the locha? Chocho v'hier chod is rihi. It's one planting, it's one seed like. Ichbura yuduka mechabra. V'yel, it's growing together upwards. But the Gemara says, Hossam and the Shiloh before, where you had this stalk that you first took off Trumas and Maisis from, and then you replanted it, Shtei Zriyas Ninu, over there at the second planting. So in other words, the Gemara means to say is, even though the Lachu may be by the first case, that you have to take off Trumas and Maisis a second time, that's because you're taking this stalk now and replanting it a second time, so it's like a new Maisis Riyah, and since what comes out of it, what grows new, Pshit, you have to take off Trumas and Maisis. Who within the Ikalai becomes bottle, you also have to take off Trumas and Maisis off the new thing, and what off the stalks. Mashenk, here the Shiloh is, maybe even if by stalks you have to, maybe you're in the same flower pot, since it's the same growth, there's no hefsek, you're not stopping in between. The same wheat that's growing, it grew half of its height, when it had no hole on the bottom of the flower pot, and now in the middle of its growth, a hole became on the bottom, and now the top grew. So maybe here it's different. Maybe only what grows new is the mechuyev in Trumas and Maisis midiraisam, but not the yikah. Then after meeting with D, you cannot take off Trumas and Maisis minayil bay, because half of this wheat is only mechuyev midrabanan, and half of it is chayim midiraisam. Or else maybe no, maybe this wheat that's growing in the flower pot has the same halacha like before, like the stalks. That lemaisa we say, maybe you go back to the Tosefos, what's growing new is chayim and Trumas and Maisis. Therefore, the whole thing is chayiv midi raisam. Then you could talk of Trumas and Maisis Mnei Yubay. That's the shayla. The other Gemara says, boy, you're about who? But who is a shayla like this? She boiles, she morcho bikri, fishoslo, fikorolo, shem, ben chuber, mahu. Yeah, so this shayla again is like this, that boy, you're about who? She boiles, you have these stalks of wheat. She morcho means you originally cut it off. You made a pile of them. And Shemocha Bekri, you smooth it down the top of the pile, and that's when it's Mechuyev in Trumas and Maisis. But then before you took off Trumas and Maisis, Fishosla, you replanted it again. And then the Koral Hashem, the Mechuber. And then you called it, you made a Truma. So is a Chal Truma not? Usually we say you cannot take off Truma, be Mafra Truma, when it's still Mechuber, still growing. So Ma, what's the Lach over here? Kivon de Morcho, since you first piled it up and made it smooth it down, tivlo, it was chal already, tevel on it, that's mechuyev in Trumas and Maisis. If so, kikor ala shen kedusha, kichala, could be now when you call it truma, sak a chal truma on it. It's different than regular mechuba. Regular mechuba, it's attached, never got a shame tevel. But here it became tevel first. Aduma, maybe no. Kivon de shosla, pokale tivlamine. And when you plant it right now, it's bottle at Shem Tevel. And it becomes Mechubel Karka again, and you can't take off Truma right now. You have to other Abba wait till you cut it off, and the Nochamol will become Tevel. Amalei Rabbanon Labayis, Rabbanon Tzatz Rabbaya, Im came, if so, Mitzinu Truma Mechubel Karka. If you tell me yes, in this case, when you replant these stalks, you could make a Truma, it's going to come out, there's a case that you could have Truma, that's Mechubel Karka. But Tanan we learned, not like that, but Tanan we learned that we never find truma that's attached to the ground. So you can't tell me now these stalks that are attached to the ground could become truma. Amalei, he said back to him like this, Ki Tanya hi, when did we learn that halacha? Linya nichyuve misa v'chemish. That's halacha that if a czar eats it, he's not chayiv misa for each that's truma that's mechub lekarko. Or yidah b'shogeg, you're not chayiv to pay a chaymish, ein hachanami. And the Gemara explains why. Because, let's see, even this truma now that's growing, when you eat it, how to eat it? Di tolish v'yochlif, you first pick it off and then eat it. So tolishu, lemay if it's tolish, that's why you chayiv misa, or you chayiv chaymish. But it's not called mechubur anymore. Elamai v'gochin v'yochlif, you just go and bite it while it's still growing. So you want to say that's called eating from mechubur. And that we have a loch that you're not, there's no truma of mechubur. The pshat is dream. Botla dait leitza kolodom. Your das is not called a das anymore. Your das is not called a maisachila. We do not eat things that are attached to the ground. So Rashi says, therefore, it's not called an achila. And therefore, you're not chayiv misa. And therefore, you're not chayiv a chaymish. But then, echnam, it could be that the Kedusha Satruma is chal on something that is mechubal kaka. In this case, Samara says, umayishna, why is this different? Midikosev apinkosev yufa. That what was written down in Ilfa's book, in Ilfa's notebook, that it was written down there on Ilfa's notebook, that the beitzei nevela soif tohor, if you eat from the egg that was in a nevela soif tohor, means a bird that died, a kosher bird that died as nevela, and the loch of a nevela soif tohor is whoever eats from it, it you become tamei when you swallow it. So here, this beitzei of this egg, Miktsasim achutz, half of the egg was outside the bird, or Miktsasim achutz, half was inside. So what's the loch? Is it metame you or not if you eat it? So it says, Mivifnim metanoim, begodma beisablia, yes. If somebody eats like this egg, means he puts his head like inside the chicken, and eats the egg, the part that's inside the chicken still, so it's metamim. When he swallows it down, it becomes tame. Mibachutz, but if he eats the part of the egg that's outside the bird, then in matama the governor basically, then you do not become tummy, because the part that's outside the bird is not called part of the nevela, so it has no tumas nevela on it. So called part of the chur is not a derech to eat the egg this way by putting your head inside the bird and eating it there. And still we say it's called an achila. So you see the chur and achila they at chakish shmei achila. So more so still no tolush, something that's detached like a bird. Avidi insha diachli hochi. Sometimes it happens this way. You want to eat the chicken. You start eating the insides of the chicken, and you come to eat the egg also. That is called the derech achila. Therefore, if you eat the inside of the chicken of this nevela, nevela saif, you become tamei. But the mechuber, anything that's growing in the ground, anything that's growing, no, layavidi inshidiyachli. People do not eat food that's growing on the ground. Therefore, here, even though it's chal trum on this stalks, because originally it was cut off. That's when it was chal din tevel. And now when you make a truma, even though it's mechuba, maybe it's chal, but the reason why somebody eats from it is potter, because here it's not a derech achila. Omer Rav Tiv Yumi, Barakistno Omer Shmuel, Hazareya klayim biyotzutz shena nokiv. Somebody plants klayim, two different types of vegetables, in the same flower pot, but it has the hole on the bottom. So also, ishno it's also. So Omer Abaya says back to him, like, what are you telling me? Pshita. Bishlam, I would understand the Yashmin if you teach us that loika, makas, mardus, midirabonin, that not only is it awesome, but if you eat this, or you make the plantis klayim, you get makas, midirabonin, shapir. It's good, you're teaching me something new. Elo also, but time you said loshnin, it's awesome, mashma, it's awesome, midirabonin. What's the chiddush? Pshita. Maika mashmalon. The midirabonin, heavy zriya, the midirabonin, if you plant in a notzot shena nokev in a flower pot that has no hole, it's called the planting, and it's nisa klayim midirabonin. Tanina, we learned this already once, that torim mishena nokev al hanokev, summer takes off truma from pears that grew in a flower pot that does not have a hole, or to pears that grew in a flower pot that has a hole. So comes out to minaptur al achiv, because the first one's only mechuyim midirabonin, not midiraisa. So din is truma. What you took of truma is like a chal truma midirabonin. We do not want to make it change it. But the yachsavichum, you have to take off truma a second time, because really you're not mekayim the mitzvah truma, because the first one, the yotzutz sheino nokuv, is not mechuyim midiraisa. It's only mechuyim midirabonin. But our koponim, we see though that it's chal hashem truma midirabonin though on an yotzutz sheino nokuv. So what are you teaching me? The chuvus pshita. The other Mishnah says, Hachit in wheat, via thurim in barley, via kusmin in spelt, via shibel shol, that's oats, via shifun, that's rye, hari elu chayov in mechala, These are the five type of grains that if you make a dough out of any one of these, yichayev in challah. Or when start from zeh mzeh, even though there's a shear, how much flour you have to have, let's say 3 pounds or 5 pounds, you can start to put the two together. You could have a half a pound of wheat flour, a half a pound of barley flour, a half a pound of klusmin, and together, if you have the shear, and you make a dough out of it, yichayev in challah. V'yasur b'chodesh. These five grains have an issur to eat from them the new crop before the second day of Pesach. V'yasur b'chodesh m'lefnei Pesach, before Pesach. O miliksa m'lefnei yomer. Or then there's an issur hatorah, you're not allowed to cut it down before you cut down the yomer. And we'll see exactly before which part of the yomer. But before you have the yomer on the second day of Pesach, you're not allowed to even cut down the chodesh, the new crop. Now, in Hishrish, koydim loymer, any crop, any one of these grains that were planted before Pesach, and it started to take root, started to root already from before the Omer, and then Omer Matir, when it comes the second day of Pesach, it becomes mutter, there's no more Issur Chodesh on it. But the Yimlav, even if you planted it before Pesach, but it did not start to root yet, it was not Hishrish yet, and then Asurim, Chiyovi Omer Abo, you're not allowed to eat it anymore this year, but you have to wait till next year Pesach, till after it starts to root, and then the Yomer passes by. Then the Yomer will be matarit b'achila. Whereas first Tony we learned, kusmin min chitin, that spelt is a type of wheat, and shibola shol v'shifon, oats and roy, min serb, it's a type of barley. The Rashi says in Negeah Tilchus mitstarf, what you could put the two together, that even though the Mishnah says you mitstarf from zilas, that doesn't mean all of them, but rather wheat could only be mitstarf together with kusmin, with spelt. Mashain Cain, barley is mitzvah with everything else, just not chitim. That's what's coming to teach us which ones can be mitzvah together. Now it says kusmin. What exactly is this spelt? What's kusmin? Samora says gulba. That's what it is. It's gulba. Now shifoin, roy. That's dishra. These are also Aramaic words. And shibola shol, that's oats. Shibola tal, that's what's called. Now, haniyin, churadiyaki is only these five medium are called grain, have issa chala, have a issa chodesh on it. But oiviz v'teichen loy, but stam rice or milk does not have it, or millet does not have it, is not called the haminim. Is minan emili, how do we know this? I don't know the difference to say that rice is not. Omer Shlokish, Shlokish says, Ask your lechem lechem. Learn now from lechem lechem imatzah. That says v'yukos matzah. Ksiv hochot says siv hoyu bachulchem lechem ortz. Says that by the pasha of chalom v'lechem ortz. Ksiv hosom lechem oini. So, just like matzah is only made from the five minim, hu adin chalos also only mechuyi from the high minim. For the gemara gufa, v'hosom gufa minol, how do we know there by matzah that you only can make matzah from the high minim? Or merash lokish, v'chein tana d'ver Rabbi Shmuel, V'chein tana d'ver Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov, Omer Krokos. The pasuk says like this. It says, Lo yisoichel olav chametz. You're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, but rather, Shiv as yomim toichel olav matzis. 7 days you should eat matzis. Lechem oini, should be called lechem oini. So we dash them like this, that Dvorim ha-boin m'dei chimutz, any type of a dough, that if you let it rise, it would come m'dei chimutz. Then odim yoitzabai m'dei chavosim ha-pesach. With such a type of dough, now you have to bake it and make sure it does not become chametz. And there's the five grains, these five minim in the Mishnah, from any one of them you can make matzah. Is yotzah, you'll be making the mitzvah of matzah. But, the Bar Pesach, but yotzah elam, it goes out, millet and rice, shein boil madei chimutz, elam vei sirchon. Even if you let it stay, it does not rise, it does not become chametz. It only becomes like a state of decay, that's all. It only becomes a sirchon, but not a real chametz. So since Oriz, V'doichen, has not become chametz, therefore, just like it's not over the land of chametz, who adin, you don't make the mitzvah essay of matzah with it. And who adin, there's no mitzvah of challah on those two minim. Then it says in the Mishnah, U'mitzvah from zem zem, that you have half of the size of wheat and half of the size of spelt, and the mitzvah together. Tanu will learn like this. Hatfua means when it's still in the wheat form and the grain form, hatfua, fiyakmochem, when you make it into flour, fiyabetzikos, when you make it into dough. The stuff from zem zeh, all of them could be put together. It's one shear. So Mura says, Lamai Hilchus, what are you talking about? For which halacha? Omer Rav Kana Linyan Chodesh. Means the Gerta halacha of Chodesh. They not eat from it. They not eat from this produce before they brought the Yoyne, before the second day of Pesach. Even though you only have the Chatzik Gezayas of this, the Chatzik Gezayas of that, but together it's Mistar for this year, you'll be over Nisa Chodesh. Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yosef says, Linyan Chometz for Pesach, Negeta Yisra Chometz and Pesach, that all these three things can start up to make it into a shear to be chayef for kezayis of Chometz. If you shirei, if you let it soak in water, whether you let the wheat or the barley, whether you let the wheat itself, the kernels, or you let the flour of it, left the dough of it, still soak in water, become Chometz. Rav Papa Roma Linyan Maisi Sheni, this has Negeta Hilchas Maisi Sheni. If you eat this Maisi Sheni outside the Chaymas of Yerushalayim, you get Malkus. So you put together Kezayis of all these three things together, you'll be Chayif feeding it Chutz L'Chaymas. Rava says, Lin Yitumas Oichlin, that these three things together is mitzvah to make it a shear of the Beitzah to the Kabbal Tumas Oichlin. So it says, the whole commandment is the Chiddush over here. The Tfuo Kamochim doing the betzekos, that the tfua, the wheat, and the flour of it is just like the dough itself. Mahosam uchlo bino is something that you could eat raw. Afokinami uchlo bino has to be something you could eat raw. Rashi says what it means to say is mahos nisak over there betzek uchlo benai means you could eat the dough the way it is. Lafuke klipasam and not this nazafuke barley if it still has the peel on it. The subin, whereas you have the subin, the shaft, should be k'mochim inside the flour. The lav oichlin, you don't eat that. That's not mitzvah with the shiur kebetza. The verse says, "V'achtan yivlant b'nichus." Rashi says, "I'll bring you proof of this." It says, "Chita wheat ben klupa ben shene klupa mitzvahefes." Wheat, whether it's peeled or not peeled, it's still soft. You can eat it. It's mitzvah for the shiur. But soira bali klufa mitzvahefes. If it's peeled, then it's mitzvah for the shear. But shein kluf, if it's not peeled, any mitzvahs can have mitzvah for the shear. Rashi says, "Imsharech mekabeitza, afilu oichol shebatoichol mishum the kluf of sekis le'noigim oichol ma'adadi liyoschibur." That since you have the peel around the barley, and the peel of the barley is not edible, it's like a hefstick. So if it does not make it a tziruf to give it a shear of a kabeitza, the kabutum. Was Amy not that way for a ton of the very of Yishmael. The pasuk says, "I call Zera Zeruasha Yizaram." That means Kedera Shabliyada Matil Nizria. That means what is something to Makabel Tumu? The way people plant it. That means Chipa Chita Bukliposo Usara Bukliposo V'Yadoshim Bukliposo. It says a wheat with its shell on it, a barley with its shell, and a dosh of lentils with its shell. So here you see a barley even with its shell. Still, it's called an oichol. It'll be mekabel tuma. So, what says Lakasha? There's no theory here. Ho beleichos, ho beyaveshus. What is talking about when it's wet? When it's soft and wet, and even though it has a shell on it, it could be mekabel tuma. We're talking about when it's dried out already. Then it's not mekabel tuma. If it's dry, if you have the barley with its shell, then it would not be mekabel tuma. Then it says v'yasurim bechodesh lefnei pesach. It's also to eat from these five grains before the second day of Pesach. We know what I mean. How do we know this from? Says the word lechem by chodesh, and says the word lechem by matzah. And just like by matzah, we proved before, you can only make matzah out of these five minim. Who adin the yitzah chodesh? Also, you cannot eat the new grains before the omer. It only applies to these five grains and not to oiriz the beichin. The lichslof neyomer. Who are then you know how to cut down the new crop before you have the yomer? Is also minon emili. How do you know this from? Omer Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says, "As your racious michalo, having zera shava from the mitzvah of chalo." That just like by chalo, it says what? And we know it means five minim. Is what then also what you know how to cut down before the yomer is only these five minim. Now the question is, my koydim loymer. What does it mean you're not allowed to cut them down even before the Yoma? So Rabbi Yoma Omar Kodem Ketira Seima. That means on Moitsoi, the first day of Pesach, when you cut down the Yoma, you cut down the barley, you're not allowed to cut down the new crop before you cut down the barley. The first cutting of the new crop should be the Ksiras Haima. And you don't want to cut down any other crop before that. Any new crop before that. Rabbi Yose Bar Zavdu Amar Koydim Avoy Yisayma Tanan. Koydim Avoy Yisayma. That you're not allowed to cut down any new wheat or barley, any new crop, before they brought the Yayma. It's not enough just to wait until they made the Ksiras Haima, but they held no, you have to wait till they're really makriv, the Mincha Haima, till the 16th, until when they brought the Mincha Haima. Samura says, these five crops are also in Chodosh with Neya Pesach. For Liks of Neya Omer, they don't want to cut it down until the Omer. So Mishtaim Lamandi Yama Kodim Avoyas Omer, Hainud Loi Korivlu, Vitonalu. That's why they did not put these two halachas together. When it's talking about Asurim Bechodosh with Neya Pesach and Velikser. How come it didn't put the two shirim together and not let eat from it and not want to cut it down? So according to one of the other, it says what? Koydim havoyesayim, not want to cut it down until they bring the yomer. That's why they mixed it together. So it's big shal exactly what the girsur is. So Tayyip says the girsur should be bishleim laman di yomer. So it says this, bishleim laman di yomer, koydim ktirasayim. If you hold that, you're not allowed to cut down the other crops before you make ktirasayim. But once you make the Ksira Seimer, Balai law, you let it cut down the other crop. The other Chodesh is so Hainuz, Loikori, Vatonalu. That's why they didn't put the two together. Because the Issa Tidit Avad, you have to wait until they bring the Eimer. Vashenk and the Issa of Ksira, that goes off as soon as they cut down by nighttime the Ksira Seimer. So it's good why they didn't put the two together. Elo, the Gersa should be, Laman the Yoma, Kredim Avoy Seimer, that behold, you're not allowed to cut down the new Chodesh. Before they brought the Yomer, if solely Avinu Bles Nayu, they should have said it together, mixed it up and said it together. That also Bechodesh Velikzel of Nayomer, should have said one halacha, that this new crop, you're not allowed to eat from it, and you're not allowed to even cut it down until the same time, until they bring the Yomer. So how come it says in two cases, eating and cutting, they both have the exact same shear? Samura says, Eli Yitma Seifit Mivilot Lender on the Seifa. Im Mishrishai Kaidim Leimam. If this crop started to get roots, started to root before the Yomer, and then the Yomer is matirin. Now, my koydim Yomer, and this is going on, this is the machlekes. What does it mean it started to have roots before the Yomer came about? As long as it started to root before they brought the Mincha Seimer is matir to that Chodesh. It has to root. The new crop that you're planting has to already take roots before the night time, before they even cut down the Ksira Seimer. So the Kitzah, we're not talking about the Issa Ksira Shaboy, we're talking about the din of what's matter it. How much roots, when do the roots have to start growing? Omele Reb Leza, Rabbi Ashio, Didori, Loitaisa Bakarecho, Advafashim Loha Masnison. So Rashi says, the Maestro was Reb Lezer said to Rabbi Yashio, the Dori means he was in the same generation of him, and he was Ben Giloy, because he was Chavra. Lafuki means not Rabbi Yashio HaGodl, Shoye Tanoi. He told him, Loi Teisu Bakrecha, don't sit down, as unfortunately until you explain to me, this much listen. The Minayin Liyoyma, Shemate Vashrosh, how do we know this din? That the Yoyma is only matter, the wheat that has Ashrosh already? The Zivit says, Oviv, Amachad Yikad Lav Oviv. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.